Pennsylvania real estate headlines. Washington County, PA public records now searchable via NIDAR Online. NIDAR Online provides access to Washington County, Pennsylvania public records, including property tax and assessor information. Real estate professionals in PA can leverage these records for due diligence, property valuation, and transaction research in Washington County. Bookmark this resource for quick access to Washington County property records. themis.publicrecords.netronline.com/state/counties/Washington/. Pennsylvania real estate headlines. How real estate commissions work. What PA agents should know about getting paid. Bankrate explains how real estate agents earn commission-based income, typically as a percentage of a home sale price, and who covers those costs. Understanding commission structures helps PA agents clearly communicate their value to clients and navigate fee negotiations in their local market. Review Bankrate's breakdown to ensure your commission practices align with industry standards. https://bankrate.com/mortgages/agent-fees-commissions/. Pennsylvania real estate headlines. Allegheny County launches property record search tool for PA real estate pros. Allegheny County offers a centralized online database for property assessment records, including tax details, building data, and owner history. PA real estate professionals can streamline due diligence and client research with direct access to comprehensive property data in one of the state's largest counties. Bookmark the property record search portal to expedite your next Allegheny County transaction. www.alleghenycountyus/services/property-assessments-and-real-estate/property-record-search. Pennsylvania Real Estate Headlines, Understanding Realtor Commissions and Fees, a Guide for Pennsylvania Professionals. A Pennsylvania realtor is a licensed professional hired by sellers or buyers to assist with the sale, purchase, or leasing of real estate. For PA real estate professionals, clarity on commission structures and fee arrangements strengthens client relationships and ensures compliant practice. Review the full breakdown of Pennsylvania realtor commissions and fees at the source link. Pennsylvania real estate updates. PA realtor commission rate edges above national average, new survey finds. Verify and correct the survey date and source. If referring to a real survey, use the correct date and link to the original data. For example, A, correct year, survey of local real estate agents found, or recent survey data suggests Pennsylvania commission rates have trended near or slightly above national averages. Always verify current rates with multiple sources before negotiations. Pennsylvania real estate professionals should understand how their commission structure compares nationally when positioning their services and negotiating with clients. Review the full survey data to benchmark your own commission practices at h/listwithclever.com/average-real-estate-commission-rate-pennsylvania/. Pennsylvania real estate updates. Montgomery County, PA property record search updated, owner lookups restricted. Montgomery County, PA now allows property record searches by parcel number or street address through its online portal, but discontinued owner searches as of June 17, 2022 due to privacy concerns. Real estate professionals in PA must adapt their due diligence workflows in Montgomery County to rely on parcel or address-based searches rather than owner name lookups when researching properties. Bookmark the county's property records portal for parcel and address-based searches, https://www.montgomerycountypa.gov/619-properties-records. Pennsylvania Real Estate Updates, Lancaster County Property Assessment Office resources for PA real estate pros. The Property Assessment Office provides information about real estate assessment processes in Lancaster County. Understanding local assessment procedures helps PA real estate professionals accurately advise clients on property valuations and tax implications. Review the assessment guidelines at hco.lancaster.pa.us/property-assessment to stay current on Lancaster County valuation practices. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1, parcel zoning matches intended use. 2, setback dimensions match the survey. 3, any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4, contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the Q clock in most PA jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context: when and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most PAJ jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with three comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before. Background and context: three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule: the entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after.